This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, it is indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. My name is Dean Boerter. I am here on behalf of Pride Factor and CliffCentral.com, bringing you the show every Monday from 3 until 4, obviously also available for podcasts. It is Inspired Youth SA, a platform where we talk about the youth. We engage with adult listeners, professionals, educators, influencers, and any kind of officials to showcase to the general public what the youth is doing, how they can get involved, opportunities, and everything in between. Joining me in the studio today, Kenneth Molefe, no stranger to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
That voice, I'm telling you. Every time, it just gets me.
Thank you.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. It's obviously my absolute pleasure to be here on Cliff Central, to be your show all together with the incredible Dean Boerter. So I'm honored. Please take some time to check out our website on www.cliffcentral.com. Download our app on Play Store, cliffcentral.com, and check out our social media handles, Instagram, cliffcentral.com, and Facebook, Inspired Youth SA, and Twitter, it's Inspired Youth SA. Bless you.
There we go, right there in the mix. Loving it, loving it, loving it. Okay, so if you do want to reach out throughout the show or any time at all, please do tweet at us or, as Ken said, Facebook or Instagram, hashtag InspiredYouthSA. We will find you and we will respond. Joining us also in the studio is Michelle. Michelle from SA Career Guide. How are you?
Hey, how's it? I'm good.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, you seem like you were nervous earlier on, but that is all past. Because now you realize that we're just a bunch of nuts sitting
just
in the studio.
Just regular folks.
There
the
we
same
are.
Same passion.
Michelle, where are you from? What do you do? What's going on?
So I'm editor-in-chief of a publication called SA Career Guide.
Mm-hmm.
I head up the production department. We're a digital publication that goes out over the 9 provinces, over 5 issues, to mm-hmm. all the schools, mm-hmm. based on the Department of Education's list of schools.
Awesome.
We're digital because that is how to reach the youth these days.
Yep.
We want to be front and center, and our passion is providing information to students to make them better, to give them more, to get them further, because that's the only way that our youth are going to get
awesome.
Anywhere.
Yes, yes. Okay, now, having a chat off air just now, this is your passion project.
It is. Obviously, as the overall media company, we have to look at what works. But mm-hmm. when the opportunity for a career guide first surfaced, we looked at it, and once we started digging and you know, you start getting feedback from students, obviously through our Facebook page, and you start really realizing how important it is not only to give them information, mm. but how badly the students in this country want something practical that they can hang on to and they can actually take and become more. There's a terrible thought process, and you'll hear it a lot, people saying, oh, kids today just want to be given everything. And no, they don't. And that's something we found.
Yes.
But they don't. Yeah. There is a certain amount of entitlement, but when it comes to wanting to be more, they are hungry for info to how to do that.
That's right.
I would agree with that. Kenneth?
Yeah, I do. And it's quite interesting that, you know, we have so much that we want to achieve as young people, you know. Not that I'm that young anymore. But I think direction becomes very pivotal, because you want to be guided, you know. I said to somebody today that when you don't have direction, you end up helping others get to their own destination.
Correct.
Because you don't have direction. So sometimes, yes, there's a little bit of entitlement in it. But I think if somebody was to be properly guided, they would be helped. And I think in this instance, this is where your project and organization comes in.
Yeah. But even more than that, something else that came up was just saying to a student, this is how you become a miner, or this is how you become a banker.
Okay.
There's got to be more.
That's right.
I see it with the students that contact us. And when I say passion project, you start getting invested in, it's not just about the advertisers, it's not just about the students, it's the whole thing holistically. I was contacted via Facebook by a student, third year medical,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you read stories like this. She said, I went into medicine for my mother, Yes. My mother's passed away. Mm. I hate it. Yeah. What do I do? And you know, when you get stuff like that, it can't just be a media business. It can't just be a media platform. It's got to be something where you go, right, we need to give other information, which is also where we're starting to differ from our competitor type of publications.
That's right.
In that,
okay,
we look at things like youth-headed households. Mm. The students who are doing what their mother or grandmother wanted them to do.
Yeah.
But how do they, I'm in the medical field, I don't want to do this. How do I go somewhere else? And it's a certain amount of responsibility when you take on this type of publication to give them more than just this is how you go into that career.
Yeah.
We've got to look at the other things that factor in.
Okay.
As well.
So it's various options and providing opportunities. I think it comes down to mindset. You know, that is it. Like that saying of your attitude determines your altitude.
Yeah,
you know, it depends how you look at some things, I think. And I think you're spot on there. I mean, I can actually relate with a personal story of and she's probably listening, so I better tread lightly. Ex-girlfriend of mine who, when I was dating her, she had just finished studying law. Then she went into 2 years of articles, and then 4 years of this, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. As she got her lawyer qualification, she moved to South Korea and started teaching English.
Yeah.
Wants nothing to do with law. Nothing. She now runs a very successful events company and can obviously look after all the legalities that can't come with it, but be a lawyer.
That's her passion.
That was never her thing.
Oh, my God.
She was
God.
Driven into that by the parental organization. Yeah. So let's go with that. So, yeah, it is very interesting. I mean, obviously, with passion, there is that purpose, but does passion pay the bills?
I think that's the wrong question. Can passion be added to paying the bills? You know, obviously our advertisers are a huge part. We couldn't put a publication out. We couldn't run a business. We couldn't run a company without revenue.
Yeah.
But that passion feeds back to our advertisers. So when I'm talking to an advertiser and saying, I need your material, I need this, and we get chatting and, oh, why don't we do this next year? Why don't we look at, oh, you guys do this. You do this empowerment program. Let's get that onto paper. And I think, does passion pay the bills? No. But does it feed over that your advertisers get inspired to be part of something that they want to come back? And that's a huge thing. We don't want necessarily just to have an advertiser just get involved this year. So when I say advertiser, I'm talking about youth organization or a training company or something like that. We want them to go, I really want to be involved again. I love what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's important because it's that repeat that gives substance and gives meat to what you're putting out there.
And the consistency of it as well.
Correct.
I think it is a big part, and Kenneth, I'm sure you'll be able to relate to this, of engaging with the youngsters.
That's right.
And listening. You know, I mean, I'm doing this campaign at the moment, and the whole premise behind it is we're having to give advice. Mm. Now, I'm not sitting there going, like, what do I know about this? You know, I need to know what it is that I'm trying to say. But at the end of the day, interested is interesting. So if you break that down, it's actually listen. And the youngsters don't necessarily have a platform where people listen to them. I mean, I've been hosting many events recently where it's educational based, but there's no students.
Yeah.
No kids at these events. It's just teachers, educators, principals, da da da. And what they are doing is saying, the kids must know this. The kids must know that. They must learn this. They must learn that. But we're in a new world, you know.
It's not contextualized. That's the problem.
Let's ask them. Let's talk to them. What do you want to know? So on that note, if anyone is listening in, please do reach out. What do you want to learn? What are some of the subjects that you feel that maybe as a mature adult that you wish you had learned at school? Or what are some of the things that you would love to be learning now? Or if you're a youngster out there and you hate history like I did, how cool would a subject be like future? Where are we going from here? And actually on that note, talking about future, welcome to the studio, Mr. Zarif Minty. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Hi, Dean. Hi, Kenneth.
I don't know if your microphone's on. There we go.
Okay,
now we'll sort you out in a minute. All right. So we're sitting here, catching up. Dean Bursi here from Pride Factor, talking to Mr. Kenneth Malefi, the guy with the silky voice. And he did say earlier on that he's not a youth, but this young man is actually only
24 years old.
You're a youngster.
Unbelievable.
Not young.
And of course, Michelle here from SA Career Guide, that does a digital online publication aimed at the youth, for the youth, by the youth. Can we say that?
Youthful at heart. That's about as close to youth as
there
I
we
get.
So that then brings me to my introduction, Mr. Zarif Minty.
Hi, Dean. How are you doing?
And his microphone's on. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Kenneth, hi.
Welcome,
Michelle. How are you guys doing?
Sure.
Good,
I didn't see you there in your camouflage outfit. You know what I mean? Just like disappeared into background. Zarif, what's going on, buddy?
I'm good, Dean. I mean, it's been a very good last 2 months. You know, it's been Youth Month and now we're into Mandela Month. And there's amazing things happening. We just found out this morning that Jay-Z, Beyonce, Usher, all of them are going to be coming through to South Africa on the 2nd of December. To celebrate Nelson Mandela and obviously to do a few humanitarian work as well. So beautiful stuff, amazing stuff coming.
Sure.
Okay, that's a whole nother kettle
of fish. Stuff. And one of our locals as well, I think, will be part of the platform. Is it Casper or something?
That's correct. Right. I think Casper Novus is going to be part of it as well, which is incredible. Yeah, I mean, linking Jay-Z and Casper Novus on the same stage. You know, when will you ever get a chance to do that? Beautiful.
I can't imagine something like that without Casper.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right.
Well played. Yes, well played. Now, just so that you know who it is exactly we're talking to, this is Mr. Zarif Minty. He's kind of been looking after the show for the last couple of weeks with Kenneth Molefe. But he's also, round of applause please, the Forbes Top 30 Under 30. Tell us about that. What happened there? How did that all come about? Because, I mean, I know you, and you were very secretive and very undercover about the whole thing. And then it was like, boom, look at me in the magazine. Top 30, under 30. What happened there?
Yeah, we couldn't actually disclose. Like, they get into contact with you, like, a few months before, just letting you know that they're considering you as one of the 30 under 30.
Okay.
Please send through all the documentation they require. And then you wait. You just wait for a month or 2 months. And then they actually sent me the confirmation email. And they said, listen, you cannot let anyone know until the 1st of June 2018 when the edition comes out and is published live. You know what I mean? So it was exciting, but I mean, some of you guys kind of, you know, I did speak to you, Dean, before, and I did tell you, like, something
we did an event
happen
at the end of May together, and you were like, no, something's happening, but I can't tell you about it.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good platform. I think it encourages a lot of, you know, South Africans to think big, as also look at the African continent at large. Away from that, it also teaches you what other African countries are doing as well. So when you read the magazine, you find out what people are doing in Tanzania, what people are doing in Nigeria, are doing in Ghana.
Sure.
And then we can kind of synergize and see, okay, cool, South Africa doesn't have this. Maybe we can innovate it and change it up a little bit. So I feel like a lot of young people are learning so much from the Forbes Africa magazine. And yeah, bless up to them, man.
Well played.
Awesome.
Well played.
Yeah. Karen. Incredible. No. I think this is mind-blowing. He's 24, I think. I'm also 24.
No one believes Kenneth is 24.
I know. We just went through this. Trust me.
So I think it's my beard. I think it's my beard. I need to work on that or something. I'll trim it a little bit easier.
I think the last thing it is
works for
beard,
me in my corporate meetings, man. I talk to old people, so I got to work hard, you know, to try to look the part, you know. Yeah. But my voice kind of works for me. So I think it's really incredible. I think he's one of the people that inspires me. I look up to him greatly, and his work ethic is incredible. I don't think he got where he is now by just sleeping.
No.
You know, he worked very hard.
This is for sure.
So I think every young person listening to this should really, really embrace
this. But wait, guys, you know, one more thing. You know, we're all about celebrating young people.
For sure.
Dean forms part of that group. let's
not anymore.
No, wait. Dean is
That's right.
Dean always congratulates everyone that comes on the show, but
True
no one
that.
Ever congratulates
True
you.
That.
Bless up to you, Dean, on getting on the Fearless Next by Standard Bank. Mm-hmm. Bless up completely.
Oh,
congratulations on that.
And
it's
he's been my
platform.
Personal mentor. Well, I don't tell him because he obviously he will not reply the way I like it. But he's been my personal mentor.
We're just going to sit here and That's compliment right. each other for now, and you can listen in if you want. Okay, so on to more pressing matters. Let's
For
get
sure.
on with the show.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of things happening. Obviously, it's been June. It's been Youth Month in South Africa from the 1976 struggle. And just so much going on. I'm exhausted from June because I feel like we've really been involved with this event or this month. Just from our side, we actually ran a couple of events. One was the Gauteng, get this for a name, Gauteng Provincial Government's Annual Youth Careers and Educational Opportunities Expo.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I think I've still got it wrong. There was a Nazareth Center from the 9th to 19th of June. We had over 75,000 people there over the 10-day period, and it was phenomenal. So we're going bigger, better, faster, more next year. Nazareth Center. Centre and Pride Factors that you're going to jump on board and run that one together. It'll be a Youth Week within Youth Month. On top of that, if you're not following Gareth Cliff, you should be. He's over in the UK at the moment. Go and find him on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, see what he's up to. There's I think there's some announcements coming there, but Gareth's up to a whole bunch of things. So please do go and download the app and check out cliffcentral.com for updates on what's happening there. Other than that, we are in July, and July around our country, around our land, our continent, possibly even our world, is known as Mandela Month. It is his 100th year or his centennial celebration, and just a whole lot coming going on. And then from there, August is usually owned by the woman. It is Women's Month. And September is then Heritage Month. So it's all the month celebrations. It's all going on at the moment. Michelle, I know your online publication at the moment is coming out soon, and that's yes. aiming up towards... Tell us about the different regions that SA Career Guide is involved with how you divide it up.
Yeah, so what we did was we divided the 9 provinces over 5 issues, and we looked at demographic and who's where, and yeah. we obviously had to look at it from 2 ways. An advertiser, we had to be fair. If you want to advertise across all 9 provinces or 5 issues... Or take one issue, for example, it has to be fair that they all sort of were at the same pricing level and all that. So what we did is we split our 9 provinces, 5 issues, KZN, standalone, Gauteng, standalone, Western Cape, standalone. And then we took the last couple, and we took Mpumalanga, Limpopo, Northwest, put that into one, and we took Eastern Cape, Free State, Northern Cape, and put that into one. So each publication reaches around a similar amount of students.
Which is how many?
In total, we're looking around 7,500 students in the country. Obviously, working off the Department of Education's list, mm-hmm. What we had was someone who was dedicated to contacting every school on those lists. Mm. Some you can't get hold of, and obviously we're waiting for updates on their platform to get someone back in to check that all the details are correct. Because obviously, for us, there's a certain amount of, call it honor, call it fairness. If mm-hmm. I say to you, we are going to reach X amount of students and this is what we do, that's what we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that is also something that there's a certain amount of trust when I say to you, please get involved. Mm. You need to know that what we say is what we do. Which is one of the reasons, for example, our deadline date is a material deadline date, not a distribution date. Because obviously, school holidays, we don't go out during school holidays. We go out once schools, either before they close or once they're back.
Yeah.
Because we reach the students through the school itself. We are very passionate that the school has to be involved. This can't just be us talking only to a student.
Yeah.
We want to provide a platform where we go out to career orientation teachers, it goes to the school, they provide a distribution through the school. Because let's be honest, some schools, no problem, every kid has a smartphone, every kid walks around and can access. There are other schools where what comes in, the teachers will provide the access to the students because they don't have.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make sure the publication did everything we wanted it to do and reached everyone we wanted to,
right?
Like that. So that's how we got out, and we've been pretty good at getting it out. Our Gauteng issue is coming out once schools go back, and our Limpopo combined with Mpumalanga and Northwest comes out at the same time. So next week sometime I've got my two babies launching.
Two deadlines.
Yeah.
She still makes time to come and do radio. She just loves it.
Incredible. So, very exciting.
It's very impressive at the same time. I mean, like getting that kind of stuff out there and obviously talking to the youngsters about what it is that they want to know and creating opportunities and things like that. I mean, Zarif, we've been running a whole bunch of events together, and I know you've got your whole entire empire coming up. What are some of the things you're pressing on at the moment?
So I'm busy with a school tour that we're actually busy organizing as we speak. So we're still doing a few schools, like every single Wednesday mornings, we're going out to different schools, just speaking to them about concepts like mentorship, like building up a good inner circle, you know, making sure that you associate yourself with like-minded people. Just very important concepts that I don't think they necessarily teach a lot in high schools at the moment.
No.
And then what we're planning to do is then from August onwards, we're going to go into a full blown like school tour where almost every single second day we'll be speaking at a school. Obviously, we're doing that with Pride Factor as well. So Dean's going to be coming through quite a bit. Kenneth, you're going to be there as well. Yeah. Plus a lot of other people like your Candace Mudiseles and a lot of your other very prominent, successful young people that are changing South Africa. And yeah, we're really looking forward to something like that and, you know, pushing forward on that case as well.
Yeah. I do think it's very important. I mean, what Michelle was touching on there just now as well, and I know what one of the things that you do, and certainly you as well, Kenneth, is some people feel like Gauteng, Western Cape, KZN is a little bit saturated. You know, it's easy for us to get around in these areas, et cetera, et cetera, but getting to the Mpumalanga and Limpopo and this and
Northwest,
that.
Yeah,
in the Northwest. I mean, how important is that, do you think?
Yeah, it's quite necessary. In fact, I've been thinking about around that. You know, I have this particular conference I put together called Live by Design. So it's more like a mentorship kind of a program. So where I talk to young people, you know, about destiny and all of that. What is it that you got to, you know, do for you to get to where you want to go and things like that. So I think such programs, you know, are much needed in such places, you know, where people are not exposed to much, you know. Yeah.
I mean, Kenneth, even just looking at where you're from, you know, you're from Potch as well. I'm from Klerksdorp, so we're both from the Northwest area. It's very unfortunate, Dean, like that we don't have.
Like why are you laughing, Michelle? Sorry, I'm going to cut him. Why are you laughing?
I'm just an innocent Western Cape.
Bless up to you too. Dean also has Western Cape roots as well. But we don't have like Ubers. We don't have Uber accessibility.
Nothing like that.
We don't have Uber Eats. We don't have. And it's a good indication to see that it's not available to us because the market isn't strong enough there. Do you know what I mean? So I think we need to develop these provinces, and it's good that you group them together, Michelle. I think it makes a huge difference, you know, when you can actually quantify it in that sense, and putting Northwest, putting Limpopo, putting Mpumalanga together, it adds value in that sense, so it makes them stronger because
well,
they are.
Yeah, well, I mean, you want to be able to say to an advertiser, biggish one, or you know, whoever, it's worth your while.
Yes.
Don't only go for your KZN, Western Cape, Gauteng. Take these two combined. Let's get you in there. Because, like you said, we have to develop those students. We have to.
That's right.
We've got to make sure every single student knows that they are worth as much as the next one, and they can do as well as the next one. And just what we're saying, you know, about end of year concerts, Casper. One of the things that I'm focusing on for this year in the publication is my lead article is called Everyday Heroes. And
beautiful.
I look at guys like Vusi Temukwayo.
Okay.
Yes.
I am that man.
I am
amazing.
Such a fan of him.
I am as well.
Yeah.
Just
such
you
a great
hear
brand.
Him speak. There's another guy you might know of, Andrew Patterson, who's an old Kez boy who's climbing Table Mountain every day for a year to raise money for charity. He's an average
beautiful.
Guy. He's an average guy who wanted to do more. I focused on a foundation called Tulip, who they're a student organization who give back to the university and look at students within the university. How can we help you? How do we bring you up? Or students who would like to come to the university, and they work with them. And I think it's vital. A part of bringing up students and part of bringing up our youth is giving them heroes who are not overseas but are here, who have come from the same suburb, the same neighborhood, the same situation, and have risen above, not because they've got money or despite whatever is going on, but they can say, we need to give our youth heroes that they can say, you were just like me.
Yep.
If you can do it,
relatable.
I can do it. And it's look, finding guys in your smaller areas, that's sort of my plan for next year is to sort of work on it this year, but really start finding.
I got a list of people
and we need to talk.
You're on that list.
Right,
I was just gonna say, like, you know, the whole thing is that we don't have role models under the age of 30 in South Africa, but now looking at how the new age is going and how generations are changing, we're starting to grow and develop new like role models. So there's people like you, Kenneth, like Pulelani Palabala, Dean Boetha, you know, Candace Mudisela, people like that are starting to come up.
Zarif Meiji, yes,
thanks. But like, you know what I'm saying, the whole concept,
we just compliment each other.
I'm starting to feel like I'm not doing enough. I'm getting on this.
But I agree. But I think we need to work on that. We need to build up more role models in South Africa.
We need to hold up a mirror that a student can look and see something they can be. Mm-hmm. It's all good and well to have a hero who is a rock star overseas or whatever, but it's an unrealistic sort of for a young person who's already got so much on their shoulders. They need to be able to look at somebody that they can identify with. Mm. And that's something we also want to work on doing.
It's a beautiful concept.
Showing students that. That's across the board. Whether you go to a top school or a rural school, we want to find somebody everywhere.
Yeah.
So there we go. I think we're all very like-minded people in here. And if you are listening in, you're listening to hashtag InspiredYouthSA here on CliffCentral.com. Listen in, listen up. We're going to take a short break and we'll get straight back to the action. Don't go anywhere.
This is CliffCentral.com.
It is indeed. And you are listening again to hashtag InspiredYouthSA, the unofficial number one youth channel on the unofficial number one digital platform in the world ever. There we go. Fantastic. Thanks for joining us today. In studio, I have Michelle from the SA Career Guide. Hi, Michelle. Welcome back. I have Zarif Minty, that man who is all over Forbes and is just awesomely cool. Hello, sir.
Bless, man. Thanks.
There we go. Bless everything. And, of course, the man with the silky voice, Mr. Kenneth Molet.
What it is, baby.
There we go. Sure. So we're chatting about all things youth, as always, and kind of breaking it down. So I just want to give a little event calendar for anyone listening out there and you want to be involved all over the country. It is, obviously, Mandela Month at the moment. If anyone is in Gauteng on the 18th of July, this next week, Wednesday, obviously Nelson Mandela's birthday, we're going to be running an event called the Abcon Group Foundation's Mandela Centennial Celebration. Even rhymes. and we're going to be down at Germiston at a school called the Hawk Academy. There's an unreal story to this school, actually. This massive property group called Abland. You've seen it everywhere. That blue and that yellow. They're everywhere. You know, they bought this property in Germiston, not knowing that there was an informal settlement and a school on it for roughly 300 youngsters. And instead of going out and, you know,
demolishing it,
getting rid of the people and taking back their land and that, they rebuilt the school.
Beautiful.
So now
amazing.
They've got 900 youngsters there. They've employed 28 teachers. They've got all the facilities, libraries, book drives, and each year they run two or three events for these youngsters. One on Mandela's birthday next Wednesday, as I said, 18th of July, and one towards Christmas where they literally come in and they give the kids pencils and crayons and caps and all kinds of stuff like that. And then we're very proudly, Pride Factor is very proudly going to be doing a talk down there, a little bit of edutainment, if you would, for the youngsters. We've got some doodlers coming in to draw from Doodle Your Future. We've got Miss Candice Modicelli coming in because all the kids recognize her from the OTV, obviously. And then we've got a magician coming in, and then a couple of live performances just to give these youngsters a memorable day, which I think is very exciting. So that's 18th of July. Excuse me, my phone's ringing. Then after that, obviously, the 2nd of August, we are going off to Limpopo for Limpopo Career Day. It is brought to you by Tabisha Community Center in collaboration with... Oh, man, I never get these things right. Khamahia Village... something
that's
like
about
that.
Right.
Yeah,
that's about right.
It's like the white man's tongue doesn't go to that corner of your mouth, unfortunately. but aside from that, plenty of other stuff on the go. If you are listening in, please tweet at us, hashtag InspiredYouthSA. We had a question earlier on about if there was a subject called future, how would it work? So we'll get back to that in a second. Other than that, we're involved with a campaign called My Fearless Next for Standard Bank, which is very exciting. We've got an event coming up in September, the 14th, called the South African Innovation Summit. It's been running for 4 years. It's phenomenally successful. And Activate Leadership, our partners and ourselves, will actually be running an event together there, all for the youth. Other than that, you can find Zarif Minty in Forbes magazine, and you can find me, yours truly, in Fast Company magazine this month. So there's just a whole lot going on. Aside from that, I do need to give one mention to a shout out to a guy that we built him up and we built him up and we built him up. And much like that understanding that if something isn't in front of you, sometimes you forget about it. There is a man out there called Peter Dunn. And Peter Dunn is running a campaign called 6 Million Steps. And it is a 5-month campaign, latching onto Michelle's conversation earlier about this man climbing Table Mountain. 6 Million Steps is a campaign pushing money awareness towards CHOC, the Childhood Organization of Cancer, or Cancer Childhood Foundation. And he is walking, get this, from Mexico to Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. That's long. It That's is far, very long.
It is 2,470 miles. All right, so it's 4,500 kilometers. It is going to take between 5.5 and 6 months. And he's literally halfway through it now. Mm-hmm. He's had knee problems. He's had snow. He had stuff stolen. He had this issue. He's been for acupuncture, like everything. But he is something along the like 800-mile mark in a 2,500-mile journey called That's 6 incredible. Million steps. So if you are out there, Pete, if you're listening in, buddy, which I'm sure you would be because you're probably pretty bored every now and again, I won't lie. But big on you, buddy. We love your work. Go and support him. Go and check it out. Hashtag 6 million steps. Go and support. Get involved. Trying to raise awareness for childhood cancer and the problems that come with it. So, big on you, Pete. Well played, my friend. Zarif, catch us up. What else has been going on? What else is coming up soon?
Yeah, you know, before I actually touch on anything else, I mean, I've actually followed his journey quite a bit, and he's doing an exceptional job, you know, especially for the initiative that he's also working with, you know, when it comes to cancer and childhood cancer.
Yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful. So big up to him again, man. Bless up to Peter as well.
Sure.
There's quite a few things that are actually going on at the moment. We're busy building up a lot of different youth empowerment, like segments to obviously growing South Africa, but it's all about the fourth industrial revolution right now.
Right.
So all the young people listening in right now, you know, the one thing that I always regret about our current South African education system that needs to change is that we need to start letting young people know what's on demand or what, you know, companies are actually requiring at the moment.
Exactly.
So we're teaching people the same syllabus, but we're not really opening up the platform to like, look, IT is still not completely full at the moment. Let's push young people into that department, you know. Maybe app development isn't that big. Let's start teaching young people how to create apps, you know, like the whole robotics thing. Let's get artificial intelligence into a new platform. And I think once we start pushing that out more, young people won't be to the level of what it is when it comes to the unemployment rate being 52%. You know, it will be going down in that sense. So we're encouraging a lot of that information systems. We're trying to get young people to know about artificial intelligence, trying to let them know about blockchain, let them know about all of these different concepts. So yeah, it's exciting. We're just going to obviously pass on all of that information, but we always do everything with Pride Factor. We love Pride Factor.
Yeah.
So it's exciting times.
Family.
Definitely. Bless.
You're listening to the Compliment Show here on the Pride Factor.
I'm you need to change the name.
There we go. Yeah. Now, Michelle, I'm sure you'd obviously agree with that, having the online publication. Yeah. Was there any option of you to go print media?
Before I answer that, I have to clear up one thing. I made one small error. We don't, it's not 7,500 students we go out to. Nerves got the best of me.
it's
just
schools.
Under 10,000 schools.
Beautiful.
So I go, you know.
That's massive. That's
a huge
difference.
I have to say, you know, thanks to my CEO who is listening to this. He messaged me, he said, listen, which is, you know, I mean, that also tells you, I mean, he's taken the time to listen himself personally.
Yeah.
So
you're averaging roughly about 500 youngsters a school there. Within South Africa, it's usually around that number.
Yeah,
give or take.
Give or take.
So, I mean, 10,000 schools.
Half a million.
Yeah, you do the numbers.
Right.
Please continue.
So, right, back to where we
were.
Wow.
Print media versus digital.
Print media versus digital. You know, as nice as it is, and people can say what they like about print is dying, whatever. But let's be honest, it is nice to have a magazine. But it didn't make sense. We need to reach students. We need to get the publication to the students, and digital was the way to go. Nowadays, smartphones, it doesn't matter where you are. You can be in the middle of Joburg, you can be sitting in the middle of Hogsback. People have smartphones. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
So to provide put the publication on a platform that when we say everybody can access it. The government also went on quite a heavy drive to get computers into classrooms and smart screens and things like that. So it made sense to work, you know, don't fight the system, work with it.
Yeah,
it gave us a platform. Let's go and let's do it. And, you know, like you were saying about empowering youth and all of that, that's also something that we're looking at for specifically going into next year, because obviously we're working, what are we doing next year and all that. On a catchphrase, grow the youth to grow the economy.
Mm.
We have to start putting in front of the youth ideas for careers. And if you direct your youth to the right careers, we will grow our economy, which will grow jobs. Things like tourism, things like IT, you know, give them the information. We have to look, and that's why with SA Career Guide, it grows and it changes as we go, because we have to look at, you know, I can sit and I can say to a student, you should study this, you should be this. But if we're going to be a living, breathing thing that students, as you say, that doesn't talk at students, but talks with students and hears them when they talk to us, we have to give them, there's no point in saying, be this, and there's no jobs.
Sure.
So, you know, it has to work as a holistic system with how do we grow jobs, how do we encourage youth. Our content has to be that. It has to get out to the youth and grow those jobs,
Michelle,
that are needed.
You know, you were speaking about tourism in particular. You know, like you can look like at a country like Dubai, for example. Four out of five of its revenue streams that comes in through its profits, whatever, comes through tourism now, because obviously the oil is starting to be reduced and all of the availability that they have of other resources. So we're looking at South Africa in particular, and we're not touching on the same levels of tourism in South Africa. The number of young people that can be employed through tourism platforms is exceptional. Like, you know, if we're going to obviously grow the sector in South Africa, the amount of young people that would then come into that platforms, and then all of them would open up businesses in the tourism sectors.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about young people is that they employ themselves. So they employ their friends around them, or they employ people that they look up to. And that's normally young people around them as well. So we'll be creating a whole new system of reducing unemployment through youth. By opening up a new sector in South Africa, which should be here. You know, tourism should be a lot bigger than what it is right now.
But it's not a crazy idea to say if we grow our youth, we grow our economy. We want to keep our youth here. We don't want to lose great minds overseas constantly.
Exactly. Yeah.
There should be no limit to how many jobs we can have in this country.
Yeah.
If we're smart about how we direct our youth, and we're smart about how we encourage them, it's an infinite system that we grow jobs, we create jobs, we give them ideas, and we give them tools to create more and more and more, and as you say, they become self-employable in a way and employ each other, and that passion grows, and we start solving employment problems by starting exactly where we have with your grades 10s, 11s and 12s.
And that was at the core of my issue, because I was thinking, with careers, how about, you know, we contextualize that, looking at our ecosystem as a country as a whole, you know, and how do we make sure that it enhances our socioeconomic, you know, kind of, you know, our growth.
Correct.
You know, for instance, at this point in time, I think entrepreneurship is one of the things that we really need to instill into our young people's minds, because there's so many opportunities, you know. People now are raised to work for commission, which I think it's really pathetic, you know. We have not yet, you know, taught our youth to think equity.
Correct.
You know, think of buying shares and how do you work, you know, for this particular company in order to gain shares, not necessarily commission and all of that. And I think that's what is important. But the complexity of what's going on, you know, with lack of information, I think that's the issue. And that's why we need you. We need your organization.
But even what you say, like working for commission, you could take any career. So let's look at that. It's not a bad thing to start a young person off. If you find the right company and they're doing the right thing, and you say, right, come on in, we'll train you. You work commission only. Mm-hmm. It teaches hard work and it teaches dedication. Yeah. But don't get bogged down that's the only thing.
Right.
So learn how to sell. Learn how to talk. Learn how to talk to other people. Yeah. You're selling.
You're learning skills all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
Think of it
all
as this is my desk. I'm renting the space in my head, and I'm going to grow from here. And that's what we're missing. We're missing teaching. We don't want to create sheep. We want to create young people who go out there and are passionate and take ideas.
Yeah.
Any career is based in an idea of one thing that could go into something else.
You know what the problem is with South Africa? Okay. I think we look at entrepreneurship in a very like scared manner. We're very fearful of entrepreneurship because we have this ideology that entrepreneurs are very successful. You know, everything just works out for them. They have, you know, thousands and millions of events. Because that's how we look at it. So Instagram has created that platform. You know, it has created that whole content that you must have a G-class. You know, you must have a big house. You must have all of these things. And that's an entrepreneur. You know what I mean?
No one shows the struggle.
Yeah. So no one wants to. No one shows the whole failing a thousand times before you actually, you know, succeeded one small thing, and then you have to do it 100 times before you get to somewhere in your life.
And this is me at 3 a.m. writing an email.
None of that is projected in the public
space. Those negotiations with landlords at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, trust me.
So I think we're touching on a very pertinent point there, and it's something. I mean, we try and preach through all the platforms that we work with all you guys. On Pride Factor and Inspired Youth is, if you, and to the youngsters out there, and I've said a million times, if you don't want to be a doctor, an accountant, or a lawyer, that is okay.
Yeah,
you don't have to do that. Beautiful. Yes, we need doctors, accountants, and lawyers, but you don't have to do that. If you've got a passion in tech, in robotics, in fashion design, in creativity, in woodwork, in horticulture and landscaping, in hair design, whatever it is,
correct.
We teach three quite simple principles. One, find your passion. Find what it is. Find what makes you jump out of bed in the morning, what makes your heart sing, as they say. Number two, become damn good at it.
Oh,
like, become the best at it. Mm-hmm. Just try it again, 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 again. Fail forward and become absolutely outstanding at it. And three, turn it into your career and lifestyle. So if you've got that burning desire, keep playing with it. Keep doing this, keep pushing forward, keep learning the lessons, and turn that into a career with the ultimate lifestyle choice of that. You know, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. I must say, like, I love what I do, but I work.
Yeah.
I work my ass off. Trust me. Like, there's no doubt about it. But I enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
I must say, like, living up here in Joburg, being from the Western Cape as well.
Sure.
Up here in Joburg, and I love it. Monday is my favorite day of the week. Yeah. It really is. I love Mondays. Friday afternoon, I'm like, oh, the weekend's coming. Like, what am I going to do? There's only so many farmers markets you can go to. But I love my Monday. I love my work up here. Yeah. So to all you youngsters listening out there, if you've got a passion, and it could be anything,
that's right.
Keep pushing at it. It might be drawing. It might be anything. There is a career available in it. Would I be right there, Michelle?
100%. And, you know, I think that's why partnerships like this are important, to bring that kind of aspect to the youth. I have to just say it's one of the reasons why we want to work with Pride Factor. It's one of the reasons we're getting involved. We've gotten involved with EduTech Africa. Mm-hmm. We're working fairly closely with Young Entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. We want to tie in. The more we do together, the more we can do for the, we can not necessarily do for the youth, but the more we can give them to work with, to raise them and give them the opportunities.
Mm. But I mean, Kenneth, we've touched on it a million times. Collaboration is key.
Yeah,
it's very
important.
No one organization or one government department or one company is going to make the change that we
100%.
Need.
100%.
It's collaboration,
there
right?
There has to be some form of core value, you know, be it the government, the private sector, the non, you know, profit organizations. There has to be that core value, you know, they look at to say, this is what we want to achieve in our country and go forward.
Mm. So what do you think the solution is, Reef? What is it? Do you think it's as simple as entrepreneurship, or is it finding passion, or is it talking to the youngsters? I mean, we've covered all these aspects today, but is there one solution?
I don't think there's one solution. I think one of the very important aspects that we also forget about among young people is that we have to build up confidence in our young people. You know, a lot of them have the fear of failure, and they have this ability where they think that, you know, everyone's going to ridicule them the minute they go out of their comfort zone. And they can achieve so many great things because a lot of our young people are very skillful. You know, they're very talented, they're innovative. But they're so scared to do something. They're so scared to actually, you know, try something out. And if we can get rid of that fear from them, you know, our young people can become one of the best in the world, practically,
indeed.
You know,
if
you're looking at it. So,
I think we have to also, you know, Dean said, you know, some of the three main important keys as it relates to, you know, mastering your craft. But you see, before you master your craft or, you know, get better, great at it, you have to identify it, you know, and sometimes you need organizations like this, Michelle, you know, you have made researches, Yeah. You know, you have met researchers who say this is what is currently needed. You know, this is what, you know, the country needs at this point, and this is what you can become. Because, you know, I have a whole lot of people who say, I don't know what to do with my life. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do with my life. And we need organizations like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, Prifector has an online academy that people can actually join and be part of and actually be, you know, mentored, you know, into being their best persons.
Yeah. But also on that, we have to let the youth know that you don't have to know what you're going to do at 18, sure. what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Yeah. That it's okay to start here and... But be successful and aim to be successful at whatever you do.
No.
Keep growing. Keep going up. But you don't have to be a doctor for the rest of your life
or that's right.
an accountant. You can move every couple, not every like 2 years, but you know, you know.
Every few years.
Yeah. Every few years, you need to grow as well.
Mm.
And at almost 40, I'm finding my passion now, but it took me a long time to get there.
And it's
there.
Okay.
And it's okay. We need to let them know it's okay. Hey, you don't have to have it all figured out at 18.
I remember that. I did. I remember going into grade 10 or standard 10 grade. Oh, God, I'm old.
Grade 12. They said, pick your subjects. Pick your subjects for what you want to do after school.
I never made it to grade 12. I didn't finish school. So, I mean, like, it was different. But I remember at 16 years old going, what? I need to make a decision now.
I don't know what I am.
The average adult will change his career 5 times in their life.
True.
Average will change 5 times in their life. So, again, to youngsters out there listening, if you've got something that you love, it may change, but go with it for now.
And please don't let people frustrate you with their quick success, because oftentimes great success takes time. All you need is direction for your destination. Time can always be adjusted.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Teacher man. I love it. So guys, if you do want to engage with us, please do remember we're always hashtag Inspired Youth SA. I've got a question here about what would it be like if a subject was called future at school? Would you take it up?
Yeah.
I would take it.
Forecasting. Where are we going from here? Yeah. I think so. I think it would be.
I would invite Vusi on there. Vusi would be one of my lecturers 100%. On for that.
Yeah. I'm going to send this podcast to Vusi. We're complimenting him so much. His stuff is amazing, though.
Yeah.
And I mean, but it does come down to that. So, there's everyone out there. Again, if you want to engage with us, please do. We're on air on Cliff Central every Monday from 3 until 4. Obviously, also available for podcasts. We're on all the social media channels, pridefactor.co.za, as well as cliffcentral.com. And this is where you find the most relevant content, because one thing that we do. That I will say a lot of other people don't do is we talk to the youngsters, and aside from myself, everyone else in this organization is a youngster. So
We
go. Young at heart. I'm just feeling, I don't know, this cold front gets to me. So I'm out of here. I'm off to Cape Town tomorrow. I'm going to go and it's like everywhere I go, I take the cold weather with me. It's unreal. I was in Cape Town last weekend, the most rainfall they've had in like 4 year period in 24 hours. I was there. I came here, I've been in the clouds, and tomorrow I go to Cape Town. Wednesday morning, there's a cold front hitting. So I just can't find the sunshine.
I think they'd like to have you there, but more then.
Yeah, but there we go. Okay, so let's sum a couple of things up. Lessons learned from today. What are we doing? Where can we find more information from SA Career Guide? Please, Michelle.
Okay, so we have a website. www.sacg.info. We are on Facebook, which is actually a really good way of getting in touch with us. Either myself or one of us will, if you message us, ask us a question, will we talk to you?
Yeah.
The publication is on issue.com. You can access it via PC, tablet, phone. You can go check out back issues. They stay up for a year, each issue.
Cool.
So students can really go back and they can check their province from a year or two ago, can check out. But online, we are very available.
Cool. And just for everyone's information out there, Pride Factor and SA Career Guide will be joining forces in the future and bringing you some more interesting content from our viewpoint and their wonderful publication. So do go and check out SA Career Guide. SA, give it one more time, website?
The website, www.sacg.info.
There we go. Kenneth, whiz of wisdom in that silky voice, please, my friend.
All I wanted to say was this is, you know, an inspirational show. I wanted to say this. Direction is virtually denotes management in action. Don't ever take action if you don't know where you're going. That's just take action without reaction. and that's Kenneth Mulliver Coates, obviously. Well, it's my absolute pleasure to host you, and you know your inspiration is my ultimate intimate motivation, and we are on Cliff Central.
This is why we invite him back. Do you know what I mean?
We appreciate you, Kenneth. We appreciate you, bro.
Telling you, our listenership goes up due to that voice. I love it. Zarif, words of wisdom, please, my friend.
I just want to touch on timing. You know, you'll go onto social media and you'll see someone with 600,000 followers. You know,
That's right.
Just probably opened up a new business or, you know, bought some beautiful car. But it's all about your timing, and your timing is coming. As a young
person, don't
feel pressurized by other people's success. Support them, celebrate them, say well done, but learn from them, you know. And your time will come. Just be consistent, be persistent, work hard, be prepared. Spend your 2,000 hours on improving what you want to become good at, and you'll be the best at it moving forward.
Wow.
So bless up
incredible.
On that.
Incredible.
Here we go. Another insightful installment of Inspired Youth SA here on the wonderful CliffCentral.com. It's been absolutely pleasure having my wonderful guests Kenneth, Michelle, and Zarif in studio. If you want to reach out to anyone, please do find us on all the social media tags mentioned before. And my little words of wisdom to end off with, well, where should we go? I think we should go along the lines of, guys, you only live once, is the saying. YOLO. It's wrong. It is YODO. You only die once. You live each and every day. Get on with it.
Wow.
This is CliffCentral.com.